And we are back.
Our second episode of Pup Named Scooby-Doo.
Second to last one. I love this. If you have never seen this episode, I genuinely want you to try and figure out this mystery. I think it's the best in the series.
Okay.
I think it's fantastic.
It's not one of those where someone comes out of left field.
No, you can solve it. They give you all the clues. And every time you watch it, it's like more interesting, I think, to be like, oh, I see. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. As a kid, my mind was blown.
Yeah.
And even still today, I think it's a fun mystery to solve.
Mystery so time.
You can help us solve the crime.
Scooby.
See, now you'll know if you're synced up enough.
Yeah, because I'm trying to sing along.
But this is a fantastic one. It's got some fun side characters. It's got some fun bits. I like it.
Heck yeah. For a letter or worse.
Let's do it.
A TV station looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's a fun little game show we're going to be doing.
Oh.
HBTV. Do you want to know what HB stands for?
Hanna-Barbera.
That's right. Very funny.
That is funny.
I've always wanted to go to like a live taping of a TV show.
I've heard it's a positive experience.
Yeah, like a game show specifically, it would be fun.
What game show do you think?
Oh, I mean, if I could pick any, I would do like any of the Nickelodeon gas shows like back in the day. You know,
well, they have like a reboot of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Does that have a live audience? I can't remember.
I thought it did.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, that seems like a missed opportunity.
I would love to participate in Double Dare 2000.
Yes. God.
These little characters.
He's a puppy.
A puppy. A puppy named Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, let's just eat a floor hot dog, guys.
Oh, yeah. Also, very fun ghost. That's scary in and of itself.
Yeah, what the heck?
Okay, they're just floating.
This is such a good ghost design.
It's fun. It's a good punny name, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Blash, eh? I love that. Blash, eh? I'm a ghost, eh? Roast. Oh, there's a roast? Delicious.
Would love to grab some.
I thought she was going to be like, TVs can't be haunted. I haven't seen The Ring.
Oh, no. That probably wasn't out by this point.
Yeah.
What?
Yay!
Yay, Davey!
I love... So we're going to be watching another episode of What's New Scooby-Doo with also another magician. I just like the episodes with magicians, I guess.
I was going to say, I think that just shows your niche area of interest.
Mm-hmm.
I do love the way Pristina dresses.
She dresses great.
What is this guy's hair?
I love the mustache and the hair are two different colors, which makes me think that the mustache, the hair is a toupee.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yay!
This as a game show is also very, it's like Wheel of Fortune
plus
fishing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Rue.
You already are, guys. Fourth wall broken.
Oh, no.
The brainy bunch.
He's the same voice actor of Phil and Lil.
Yes, I was also thinking that.
Just funny. They look so evil. It's so weird. Do they know the rules?
Yeah, so you fish for a letter to get the words instead of just being like, I'll take a letter A.
Oh my gosh, that's a huge word.
Oh, this is like one of those words that everybody knows because it's so long.
Naturally.
Yeah, everyone fucking knows that
word.
Without
a guess, without even like a hint.
Sorry, I said a swear word.
I remember like in a middle school setting, like learning lots of like silly long words.
Oh yeah.
Just to be smarter than everyone else.
This is not a word, I don't think, but this is one that my friend taught me.
Uh-huh.
A fizzy lip and chip chack withering the tackle feff.
No, I don't think that's real.
It's not a word, but it is a series of sounds
that
you can learn to say.
They fished his pants. They fished the host's pants.
I don't know if it's a reference to something my friend ever told me.
Oh.
Yeah, see? It's just so funny. Indeed. Yikes.
We're so intelligent, but also so scared.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto for Davey.
Oh.
Am I misremembering? Was Freddie's dad ever like a media conglomerate kind of person, or is he always like the mayor?
In Mystery Inc., he's the mayor.
Uh-huh. I could have sworn like in Pup Named Scooby-Doo, his dad was in like entertainment.
I think his uncle... writes for the National Exaggerator.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I don't think it's his dad. I think it's his uncle.
Some relative.
Yeah. All right. So now we're going to meet some suspects.
Oh, wow. That seems really drastic.
Immediately, within the hour. Put up the signs.
Like, we haven't even hired any paranormal investigators. Let's just sell the whole place.
Mm. Al Capone. Good punny name. Great punny name.
Pop O'Connor. He's got a ring on, too. Several.
Mm. Interesting.
Interesting. Interesting. Interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
Legend.
The worst.
The not nicest bad guy. Oh, come
I'm
on,
gonna smish
oh,
a bunch
come
of flowers.
On. Those flowers didn't deserve it.
Did they though?
What
I
would
think
Monty
they'd...
Don say?
He'd be a little sad about it.
All sad about it.
He'd also probably say they don't get enough sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Writing clues. Caps came before he can empty his vault.
Huh.
Hmm. So there might be some treasure somewhere.
Sounds like it. Hide under that turf.
Get in there. Oh no.
Huh. What? What a come down of. You don't want to know. Let's
do it. The thundercloud hovering just over the building and nothing else.
Also, the fact that what is now a TV station was previously a private domicile seems really strange.
Yeah. Oh, Freddie gives such a great little speech.
What a pep talk.
Oh, wait for it. It gets better. Here he goes. Yes.
To the malls.
Yes. Come on, gang.
I don't have headphones. How are you? Excuse me, earmuffs on.
That's funny.
They're like, no. We don't need to listen to this inspiring pep talk.
Hear Fred. No, thank you.
I feel like sometimes that's my existence when I'm like on a tangent. It's like everyone's putting on earmuffs. Oh, Lord. There are a lot of suspects.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is wearing freaking rings.
You're too smart for the show, Em.
I'm also 27.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's interesting to me that Al Cabones, as in his ghostly spectral form, had very long hair, but we did not see any kind of existence of that when he was just a regular flesh person.
Well, I guess it's been a while since he's died, so his hair's grown out. And who's going to cut a ghost's hair?
Thank you for... He held up an actual physical stop sign to make this man stop. What is up with all the magicians?
That is true, yeah. Whoops.
A skateboard.
Oh, sorry. That's not what I meant to do.
Also, all the toupees. Huh? What?
That was weird.
It's so weird.
The great Mel.
Not like anything significant, just Mel.
Yeah, that's like the magnificent Paul. I'm the great Mel. What's your MO? What's your motivation?
To be the great Mel, and everyone's standing in the way of the greatness of Mel.
The great Mel answers to no one. Guess his idea is no one will let him have his own show, so he'll get revenge by scaring him away.
He'll do it himself.
Yeah.
Well, if they're selling the TV station, he really can't have a show there, can he?
Hmm. That's a good point. Maybe he just wants it out of revenge. Scooby
snacks.
Then. Yeah. Beep, boop, beep,
what is the caloric intake of a Scooby snack? A lot.
A lot. Very much. He's gonna indulge here.
Just a little binge out. We all been there.
Is he gonna turn into a rocket ship?
I hope so.
Well, he's just gonna shoot up into space.
Is he
That's
gonna
okay
gently
as well.
Float down? Oh.
He turns into an ad for Scooby snack.
I mean, like a truckload Whoa. Of them.
These are like angles like that are things that you don't get a lot
in cartoons now.
Yeah, I just, well, because every, like, that was made very specifically off out of like storyboards. And you can tell because one artist had like a cool angle idea.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you just don't get that.
Oh my God,
anymore.
He's still so rotund.
I know. It doesn't end so quickly.
He's got such a full tummy.
Count Chocula.
Bleep. No. Her little dainty feet.
I know, it's so cute.
Accordion Shaggy over here. Again, still so round.
He's got like fangs. Bleh.
I feel like Scooby's in a current position where he could really wreck some shit because he's so heavy.
Mm-hmm. Roll all around. Bounce around the walls.
Just be a little linebacker. Just push. Oh, now he's sized down. Blah.
It's never not funny to me. Blah.
It's like someone had like one experience with a gangster on television, and mm-hmm. now that's all they think that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Blah. With scissors? What?
It's a cartoon.
Oh,
or just the wall is paper.
Because it's a set.
I guess so.
Huh.
Following a trail of something.
More Scooby Snacks?
The spelling of Freddy in the captions is different. Changes constantly.
F-R-E-D-D-I-E and sometimes F-R-E-D-D-Y.
Yeah.
Peanut shells.
It's always the Martians.
If not red herring, it's Martians. We haven't heard red herring in this episode at all, have we?
No, huh. Has not come up. He might.
It's always possible.
Might at the end when they start accusing people.
Huh.
Nope. A little book, a little clue.
A little dusty.
A little clue, maybe. A chew a clue.
A diary.
Scooby-Doo found a clue.
It's Pop O'Connor's diary.
Mmm.
Oh my God.
Oh. Casey Kasem knows what that's like.
So this also used to be a radio station.
Mm-hmm. So it was Al Capone's place.
Then a radio station. Then a TV station.
So theoretically, Pop O'Connor's trying to get revenge on
having his radio career cut short.
Yeah. And then the great Mel might be trying to get revenge for not getting being a, given a chance.
And was it Paulina? No. Paulette?
Shoot, I forgot. Pristina?
It starts with a P.
Yeah.
She's upset because she's been usurped by another show.
So lots of options.
We have mostly at least three. Mostly revenge. Mostly yeah. Wronged entertainers is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Al Capone has nothing to do with entertainment.
Scooby, Detective Scooby. I love this little theme song. Happens in a couple episodes.
I think you're right. It's just a catch-all.
Yeah, because Al Capone does not get his own
song. Which is funny considering the entertainment value of the venue that they're at.
Yeah.
That's okay, Detective though. Scooby-Doo. That's okay, though.
I'm okay with it.
Is it? Really? Interesting.
I need you to tell me who you think it is.
I think it's the lady.
But then, so here's the big question.
Yeah.
You've pointed this out. Why are they all wearing rings?
Or is it all of them?
How could it be all of them?
They take turns? And they're all in cahoots together.
Red herring, we got them.
There we go. Because all of them have big gold rings on both of their hands.
Yeah.
And so, like, is that what they use to levitate?
Oh, interesting. I see what you're saying.
That's like a prop that they all need to have access to. All right.
I'll tell you this. You're real close.
Yeah.
You're real close.
Yeah.
Velma did say, I think you missed it. She did say it was all of them.
Okay.
But we why haven't figured specifically? Out, we haven't figured out how or why.
What the specific goal is. Or like maybe they're wanting to find the treasure so that they can get reimbursed for whatever this station has done to wrong them.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You're more close than you are wrong.
I vaguely remember this episode, but I don't know the exact ending.
The last track.
It just cuts so hard.
So funny.
Thank you.
I love how everyone gets when they are confident that they've solved the mystery, they're no longer afraid of the ghost.
If anything, I think that's really realistic, though. It just makes the fear go away because you're like, oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a letter, though?
Blair isn't there.
Maybe he was going for B.
Somehow there's an A in there already.
Yeah, what?
We're all like sitting here hanging on this mystery.
Like, who is it? Who is it? Mr. Dew, let's go.
Melvin Dew? What?
Pristina.
Real voice comes out.
Shock and awe.
All right. Here's how we're gonna find out.
Yeah. He doesn't even know who Pop O'Connor is.
Everyone's like, who the heck are you talking about? They don't exist.
Oh, they're all the same person.
Mm-hmm.
That's some elaborate costuming.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what happens when you're dealing with a magician.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much misdirection going on
exactly.
here.
Exactly. Exactly. I love that the clue is, like, they definitely do a lot of animation work that points out that the characters are wearing rings.
Uh-huh.
But really, they try so hard to set up that, like, these other characters could be
yes.
real, like, with the diary.
They have genuine motive.
Yeah. And it's just the rings. I just think that's such a fun mystery.
It's a good one. I think it's great.
And I think you're right. It fits with the character of a magician.
Yeah.
To be like, look over here, look over here. Very fun.
Z-E.
Hmm. What's a word that has two Z's in it, Emily?
No, don't do this to me. It's a weekend.
A five-letter
pizza.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Bing, bing, bing.
Yay, it's a pizza. Rizza. Maybe I'll get pizza tonight.
Yeah. Ooh, pizza sounds good. Mm-hmm. I could go for some pizza.
Heck yeah.
Hey, everyone, get yourself some pizza tonight if you can. You don't have to, though.
It's your treat. If you like it.
If you like pizza, if you want pizza, if you have the money to buy pizza.
Maybe you can make a pizza,
maybe
too.
Make a pizza.
It's not too hard, actually.
Maybe get a slice of bread and put a tomato on it and a slice of cheese, and that's a pizza now.
It's your pizza. That's right. Losers take a dive. What a horrible thing to say to a child.
Losers take a dive.
Oh, wow.
What would anyone else have done with Scooby Snacks?
I don't know. Scooby Snacks seem to be a catch-all treat for everyone because yeah. Shaggy eats them too, and no one seems to think that that's weird.
That's true.
Yay,
I guess it implies
Scooby.
That they named him after a snack. And not that the snack
and
were named
that
after
the snack
Scooby.
Is it named after? Or I always figured that the Scooby snacks were named insofar as Scooby was the number one fan of the Scooby snack.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Anyway,
thanks for watching.
That's Puppet Named Scooby Doo.
Yay!
We did it. Next up is What's New, and that's the last of the TV shows.
I don't think I've seen much of What's New.
I've got two fun episodes again. One of them will involve a magician.
Love it
because I love it. But thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you in the next one.
Yay!
Bye-bye for now.